I feel it now, the silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. This of my life, it will last forever, this love. It will never fade away, this love. Never cause me pain, this love. This love. I close my eyes, it takes me over. A memory deep down in my soul. And safe from harm. To be beside you, a light will shine upon the world. It will last forever, this love. It will never fade away, this love. It will never cause me pain, this love, this love, this love. So the love of God is the presence to be felt. It's all around me. The silent voice I can't deny. It's like mother's arm, they surround me. They sing the beauty of my life. And this love is everlasting, it will never fade away. It will never cause me pain. I just close my eyes and it takes me over. A memory deep down in my soul and safe from harm to be beside you. So whenever I am with you, beside you, I am safe. A light will shine upon the world. And the same love which is in my heart will spread across the world. It will last forever. It will never fade away. This love. It will never cause me pain. This love. This love. This love. So that's the beautiful song. Today. Day 32. This is the Avyakt Murli of 7th January 1980. 7th January 1980. Are you constantly aware of your holy land? Which holy land? Which holy land? Baba is talking with double foreigners. Bharat. Those who live in the holy land would constantly remain stable in the holy stage. Do you constantly experience yourself to be in the stage of completely pure soul? When you have the crown of purity here, you will be given a crown studded with jewels there. Constantly experience yourself to be wearing your crown of light. So this is the crown of light. This is the crown of purity. Princess and Prince and princesses always wear their crowns. You are the children of the Lord. And so how can you not wear your crown? All of you people of London, have your own crowns, do you not? You have to wear such crowns that everyone who sees you wearing your crown bows down to you. Always remain aware that you are a pure soul wearing your crown of the light of purity. Maya doesn't remove your crown, does she? Now before you leave here, bid farewell to Maya. Transform Maya's form before you leave. Instead of Maya coming to you as your enemy, she should now come to you as a toy. So Maya becomes toy. And what you do with toys? You play with them, you enjoy them. Bring about this transformation in this new year. So this is the starting of the new year, 7th January 1980. Sababa is saying, this is a London group. Constantly experience yourself to be wearing the crown of light. You are pure souls who wear the crown of light. So keep wearing this crown. Constantly have this awareness. The more the awareness, the more the mindfulness, and less are the chances of fall. Consciousness is divided into four stages. What are they? One is Swapna. Swapna means dreaming. Another is Jagrit, means waking stage. The third is Sushupti, sleeping stage. And the fourth is Turiya. It has no translation. It is fourth stage, it is known as. So these are the four stages of consciousness. We know about the first stage, Jagrat, where we are awake. That everyone knows. The second is sleeping stage, dreaming stage, Swapna, where person is dreaming. The third is Sushupti, sleeping stage. Person is sleeping deep, sound sleep. And the fourth is Turiya. That is the fourth stage of consciousness. What is awakening then? What is awareness then? We sleep at night and we wake up. Is it awakening? It is not awakening. You are awakening. That is not awakening. From one private dream, you are entering into a collective dream. From one sleep, you are entering into a new sleep. This world itself is a sleep. So that cannot be called awakening. Everybody wakes up in the morning. So will you call them awakened persons because they have woken up in the morning? Not at all. They are still sleeping. So this awakening is not waking up. This awakening is not dreaming. This awakening is not even this Sushupti. But it has something to do with the fourth stage, which is known as Turiya, which is known as the fourth stage, which is known as the stage of awakening, which is known as awareness. The highest stage of consciousness. Where the mind drops. It is also known as no mind stage. But then it is contradictory. No mind. Manonash. Where the mind is destroyed. Where there is no mind. What does it mean? Because mind has a tendency to remain occupied with past or future. It is never in the present. This tendency of the mind to remain occupied with something or other all the time is dropped. And mind remains in the present. This itself is known as mindfulness or no mind stage, where extra awakening happens, where the person is situated in the stage of what he is actually. There are no prejudices. There are no biases. There are no choice. This is the stage of choiceless awareness. This is the stage of absolute awakening. Perfect stage, awakened stage, enlightened stage. And in this stage, there's no question of any Maya coming. Maya will come when you are sleeping, or even when you are awake, or you are dreaming. How can Maya enter any weakness when you are in that enlightened stage, where there are no darkness, where there are no clouds, no mist, no fog, where things are crystal clear? That stage of consciousness is the enlightened stage, is the awakened stage, is the mindful stage, is that vigilant stage, is the highest stage, is the Turiya, the fourth. There's no other name for it. Turiya itself means fourth. The fourth. So what Baba is saying now, come to that. Are you aware? How much awareness is there? Awareness means complete. There's no forgetfulness in awareness. You're fully aware of what you are, and all the time you are aware. There is not a moment of sleep or dream, unconsciousness or coma. How can one remain in this stage all the time? This needs a lot of practice. And the most important practice is meditation. What meditation we are doing, just sitting 1 hour in the morning and sitting 1 hour in the evening, will never help to reach this stage. This meditation needs stabilization of mind, stabilization of body. We can always start with body, because body is gross, easy. Mind is subtle, invisible, uncapturable, very difficult to catch hold of. But body is gross, so long practices of meditation will help to awaken that mindfulness. For example, 3 days retreat one can create. But every day, at least once in 6 months, you should enter such a retreat. 3 days retreat. Where every day there should be 12 to 14 hours sitting meditation. Sit for 1 hour. Then take a break. 5 minutes. Then come back. Again sit for 1 hour. Take a break. Again come back. Go for lunch. Again come back. And again start. Again go, take a rest, 1 or 2 hours, again come back and sit at the same place. And there is no need of any translate, any light, nothing. Drop everything. No red light, no translate, no songs, no need of anything. Just sit alone and scan the body. Scan the mind, scan your entire past, scan your entire life, scan all your life experiences. This will lead to awakening. Long practices of meditations are needed. Not 1 or 2 hours, 4 hours. This is not at all suffice. Deep practices of meditation are needed. So 3 things are needed: long sitting meditation, unbroken silence, and complete digital detox. 0%. No contact with the world. At least 3 days in between. This practice is an awakening. Those who can easily do it, those who are not working, they should do this. Something will happen. Before that, you can create a room, a special room. Take 3 days holiday from your work, your job. You can inform people Please don't disturb me, don't call me. I am entering into that 3 days meditation retreat, silence retreat. No classes, no music, no songs, no mobile, no newspaper, simple food, no toli, just twice a day food and once skip it or some liquid. That's it. Such practices are needed. Deep practices. Then only some awakening can happen. If you go on with the pace with which we are going, I don't think to reach completion is possible. Because there are so many unsolved questions in the mind, so many queries regarding life happenings. Why this happened to me? Mind is loaded with such questions. And who will answer these questions? God? Murlis? Any human beings? Nobody. This just needs silence. This is the water which is mixed with dirt. What you will do? Nothing. Don't do anything now. This is the purushartha. This is the effort. If you do anything with this water, if you shake it, the dirt will never settle. If you keep on asking people, oh, tell me how to do this, how to do that. This is the problem of my life. How should I settle it? Nothing. The only method of settling is keep it aside, all alone. Gradually, dirt will settle down. The water will become clean. And then your eyes can penetrate and see what is beneath here. And then you can devise methods to remove them. So long as everything is muddled up, there would be confusion, utter confusion. So, bringing awareness. It's not about reading too many Murlis in a day that you become very stable. It's not about listening to 10 classes a day and you become stable. It's not about even going in the nature and enjoying nature. Even that is an extrovert form. The best method, everything is within this body. Go within. That's it. You don't need anything of the outside. Nothing means nothing. But as I said, not every day this is possible. That's why once in a while, at least once in a month, retire for 3 days. Enter within and do some silence retreat. Silence is the answer to all the questions of life. But not the dry silence. A silence pregnant with divinity. With divine love. So, what is the homework today? What you have to do whole day? Keep wearing the crown. Which crown? Crown of purity. It's a crown of purity. Keep wearing this crown. It's very light. It keeps you burden free. And remain in that awareness. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? What am I? I am an extremely pure soul. Purity is my very nature. Purity is my very religion. Purity is royalty. Purity is ability. Purity is beauty. purity is honesty, purity is personality, purity is publicity. There is nothing higher than purity here. It's the greatest property that you possess. So remain seated in this seat. I am a pure soul. I am a pure soul. I should not taint my mind with any impurity. No matter what happens. In today's blessing, Baba said, whether you are hungry, whether you are thirsty, hot, cold, whatever, remain stable. So, this practice of purity is very important. This staying in the stage of awareness is very important. Always staying alert, vigilant, awakened. The moment you feel like to sleep, immediately read something very inspiring, listen something very inspiring, again wake up. Every time you feel like sleepy in the sense, sleeping in the divine love, go and join such group. Or you can create such group at your centers, where at least two people are needed for a group. They should sit together and they should read some Murli, or they should discuss some point of knowledge. So discussion of knowledge, satsang, is very important. Keeping fast, satsang, these were the vrats people used to observe in the past. Whether Eastern or Western, all religious people have resorted to these things. Whenever mind is wandering, just go to some pure place and purity will come back. And you are assailed and attacked by all impure thoughts. That's a spiritual emergency. Immediately leave that place and go to some other place. Go on the terrace, go in the garden, go near river or any scenic beauty, any natural place that will change the milieu of the mind. That will change the conditioning, conditions. So, this is very important practice to stay in the awareness. Change place, listen to music, listen to song, listen to class. Something, whenever you are attacked by impure thoughts, and leave that place and go to some other place. Join some satsang. Any pure place where the vibrations are pure, the mind will get changed and it will become calm for some time. So such things are needed. Okay, and that retreat thing, that's a separate thing. You can enter into retreat in between, where there is a total silence, no audio, video, nothing. Absolute silence. Just be with yourself. No books, no reading material, nothing. Just you and you and nothing else. Don't take help of anything. No picture, no poster, no translate, nothing. Just you are there. So, holy land, holy company, pure soul, crown of light. Maya doesn't remove your crown, does she? Never before you leave here, bid farewell to Maya, transform Maya's form before you leave. Instead of Maya coming to you as your enemy, she should now come to you as a toy. In that awakened stage, all Maya disappears. All thoughts of Maya will drop. So bring about this transformation in this new year. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Are you constantly aware of your holy land? Those who live in a holy land would constantly remain stable in a holy stage. Do you constantly experience yourself to be in the stage of completely pure soul? When you have the crown of purity here, you will be given a crown studded with jewels there. Constantly experience yourself to be wearing your crown of light. Princess and princesses always wear their crowns. You are the children of the Lord, and so how can you not wear your crown? All of you people of London have your own crowns, do you not? You have to wear such crowns that everyone who sees you wearing your crown bows down to you. Always remain aware that you are a pure soul, wearing your crown of the light of purity. Maya doesn't remove your crown, does she? Now, before you leave here, bid farewell to Maya. Transform Maya's from before you leave. Instead of Maya coming to you as your enemy, she should now come to you as a toy. Bring about this transformation in this new year. Avyakta Murli, 7th January 1980. Om Shanti.